Did you know the average number of people who apply for any given job is 118? Only 20% of those applicants get an interview because many companies use software to screen applicants before anyone ever sees your resume. Simply uploading your resume won't get you a job. You need an advocate. Express Employment Professionals is the local resource to help you land a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. When you interview at Express, they'll assess your skills, they'll connect you with available jobs, and they'll team up with you in your job search. Express has jobs in manufacturing, accounting, distribution, information technology. Tired of applying and never hearing back? Visit your locally owned Express office today. Speak with professionals connected to available jobs in your community. Express never charges the job seeker to find employment. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. Apply online. Expresspros.com or visit an office near you today.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, studio!
Morning.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you this. The answer is already, I don't know. Let me run it by you first. All right, I'm going to get the temperature of the room. So we have a sponsor, like a client, and they want to provide a massage chair for the studio.
Yeah!
And these things, there's like the Cozia. There's the Cozia 1627 BRW, which is brown leather. There's the chocolate leather.
Ooh, I like that.
I mean, they're crazy big. They have a massage on your legs, your back, your head. And they want to put one in the studio. There's even one with a place for like an iPad. The question is, do we think it's the best for the studio environment to put a massage chair?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's why we're not doing it right there.
Oh, come on.
If you guys would have been like, let's think about this.
Oh.
Well, let's think about it.
Okay.
Well, if I were to say, hey, what if we gave everybody free candy all morning long?
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. So now we're going to have to go. You guys are too excited about the massage chair.
Well, wow.
What's wrong with rewarding ourselves after a long, hard day of work? We can go sit in the massage chair for 15 minutes.
It wouldn't be used after a long, hard day at work. It'd be used during the show all the time.
That would be the rule.
You think rules matter around this place? I've tried to set rules. You guys don't follow them.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I just figure that we'd all end up fighting over who gets the chair next.
And you would do that too. Yes. Yeah. So...
it's probably best. Good call.
I need to talk to the client because they really want to send one. Maybe I just have to put them in my office. Let's start Friday's show here.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, here we are Friday. I'm going to give you a good one here. Deputy Tanner Primer jumped into action. He was off duty eating dinner at the Merritt Island Outback Steakhouse. He sees a woman choking in the restaurant. The woman was holding her throat and then collapsed onto the floor. So he's sitting there eating dinner. He's like, whoa. He runs over to her, performs the Heimlich. She was able to start breathing on her own. It's the second time this year that he saved a life. The same cop who is off duty jumped to save two women on a jet ski as they were. Remember they were about to have to crash into that cruise ship? Do you remember that story?
When
the ship was coming at them and they were in the jet skis and he jumped over. You remember that story we talked about?
No. I can't remember all the good stories, but this guy's awesome.
That's true. You can't remember all the good stories.
There's so many.
Yeah, look at this guy. He jumped in harm's way to save the two women on a jet ski when that cruise ship was coming at them. Wow. Lunchbox, you remember that story?
I do remember that story.
You remember all the good stories, though.
Yeah, I remember everything.
All right, pulled him out right before the ship hit. This boat's like, you can't. Anyway. Ugh. Amy.
Sorry.
It's a good one, though, to remember.
I know. Now I'll never forget it.
Now I feel foolish.
No.
Now the listeners are like, Bobby's so stupid.
Lunchbox remembered.
Yeah. That guy remembers everything, though. Deputy Primer, we see you. That's a good story, man. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. Game one of the NBA Finals was last night. The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They now lead the best of seven series 1-0. In airline news, they're now saying laptops onboard international flights from the U.S. to other countries could soon be banned. They're still discussing it, but it's a good possibility. And finally, congrats to 12-year-old Ananya. She won the National Spelling Bee last night.
Hey, Ed, you're a griller.
I'm a big griller.
You supposed to flatten your burgers when you grill?
Like, how flat? Oh, no, that's bad because of the fat. You want to leave that fat and keep it wet in there.
For the taste?
Yes, you need that taste.
That's exactly right, my friend.
Oh, you tested me and I passed.
I tested you.
Yeah!
I was reading this science article about cooking. They say don't flatten your burger.
Never flatten your burger.
Because the only thing you're doing is pushing the taste out
That's
of
right.
it.
That's right, you're
going to
dry it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
Hey, I hope your Friday's going good. We have the positivity right now in a little segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
Listen to this. A guy named Brandon was a guest at a Memorial Day cookout in Massachusetts when he was in the right place at the right time. This girl, Laura, was driving by. She had a seizure, lost consciousness as she was driving, hit a utility pole, crashed into another one. This guy heard the crash, ran out. The car was on fire. He went back in the house, grabbed a baseball bat, busted the window out, and pulled her out of the car.
Wow.
Heard the crash and just went after it. Was like, something's not right. That's not right. I'm just thinking, if I heard a crash, I'd be like, oh, I wonder what that was. And then go back to eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really, just being honest, I don't... And maybe it was so close, but he pulled her out right before the car, like, totally caught on fire. Look at this dude jumping in right there. That's awesome. And that's something good. Drop the paper. Mm-hmm. Like a mic, in case you didn't get the reference.
Drop it.
Yeah. Amy.
A Massachusetts 9-year-old named Mia has been selling lemonade to try to save her local library from closing. She loves the library. She loves books. The library's been open since 1893, but because of budget cuts, they may have to close the doors. But she started selling lemonade.
That's cool.
Made $625 so far, but what it's doing is it's like a domino effect throughout the town of other people wanting to do things to keep the library open.
That's cool. Yeah, Lunchbox, you're up.
Madison Fig had always wanted to graduate from college. She'd been working hard, has a beat-up car. She graduates from college. She walks the stage, gets the diploma. Her boyfriend surprises her with a brand new Dodge Durango as a, wow, you did it. Then she's crying. He gets down on one knee and says, will you marry me? So she gets the degree, the car, and the ring.
Greatest Woo-hoo! Episode wow. of Price is Right ever.
Yeah.
Like she Showcase
it's
showdown.
Just kept going.
Dang. Today's National Donut Day.
Yep.
I have a lot of fun fact Fridays about National Donuts coming up.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm the same way.
It's
I love
make
donuts.
Me want a donut the more we talk about it.
What did you eat for breakfast this morning?
I haven't. Today.
That's not good.
No, I mean, I normally do. I'll have like a glowing green smoothie or something, but not today. What about you?
I had breakfast tacos, but they're really healthy.
Oh, yeah.
Tortillas that are basically air.
Yeah, nice.
Sounds terrible.
And, yeah, they are, but what I do is I put just a little bit of hot sauce on them.
Okay.
And just it gives pinch. Them just a little taste. Yeah, for me, it's all about what I want to eat later.
Yeah.
I'm always playing toward that later meal. And if I can fill myself up with good stuff now. Listen, I was in a hotel, and because I just got in late last night, and I ordered a salad. A completely healthy salad and none of that, you know, good stuff like cheese.
Yeah, croutons.
Ugh.
Ooh, yeah.
And so they send the salad and they mess up on the salad. They don't send me a fork and they don't send me any water.
Oh, no.
Like, so I started eating salad with my hand. I got no problem with that.
Nope.
And I call and go, hey, they didn't bring me a water order. So I'm eating with my hand. I go, by the way, I need a fork, too. And the guy's like, we didn't bring you a fork? I said, no. So they bring me a fork and a water, and they go, we are so sorry about this, sir. We've decided to also bring you a piece of cheesecake for free.
Oh, no.
So here I am.
Oh,
I order my salad
that's so
in my room.
Wrong.
I made the healthy choice, and yeah. They brought me a piece of New York cheesecake in New York.
Didn't they notice you got the dressing on the side?
I don't think so, because then I'm like, what do? Do I waste the cheesecake? No.
You ate it.
Waste not, want not. So I ate salad. And then I ate the cheesecake.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it completely was against everything I stood for.
Well, at least you didn't eat a burger and then the cheesecake. You went salad.
By the way, this is not a commercial, but I do have endorsements for Blue Apron.
Yes.
And we use Blue Apron. Before we had endorsements, like Lunchbox is a huge Blue Apron user.
Man.
They send you a box with food in it, but it's pre-portioned and you make it. Anyway, they are going public. And their IPO, which means what they think it's going to be worth when they go public with it, is $100 million.
Crazy.
Wow.
It was a startup.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Spelling Bee was last night. I know because I follow Lunchbox's Twitter because he tweeted every single question. But the girl who won, 12 years old, spelled a word, and the word was for eating lice.
Yeah.
That was
gross.
That was what that is.
Who knew there was a word for that?
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't know what any of those words were. You know, I just was
well,
like,
oh. She did. She's like, oh, yes, no problem.
They had the one kid who I was watching walk up, spell her point, and sit down. Like he was... like really cocky. And then he ended up I only knew he lost because Lunchbox was tweeting. I was watching the basketball game at the same time.
Is that how you were at the Quiz Bowl?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, Quiz Bowl, you buzz in, so you had to be quick.
Oh.
Spelling, but you're like, please use it in a sentence. Please give me the definition.
Go sit down.
What's the root origin?
Oh, gotcha.
Then you think about it.
Yeah.
Quiz Bowl, they were like, what's the root? And I'd ring in. I was such a little jerk.
Well, I mean, that's where your cockiness comes out.
Yo, my competition, Bobby, is not good.
Yeah.
But I was in 7th grade playing against 12th graders, mm-hmm. so I had to also, like, do the routine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm bad.
Yeah.
Like, look out, 12th graders. 7th grade Bobby's here. I dominated them. They hated seeing me coming.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a little assassin with the buzzer. I got all the girls.
You still are.
Yeah.
I mean, with the buzzer.
And by all the girls, I get any girls for a lot of years. Till like 10 months ago, really.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Nicole Kidman revealed in a new InStyle cover story that she and Keith Urban, they don't ever text each other, ever.
What?
Mm-mm.
What
she
do
goes,
they do?
We don't text, we call. That's just what we've always done. Could you imagine not?
No.
I know. Like, I text. I'm a big fan. So, yeah. They even FaceTime a little bit.
I'm also a big fan of texting.
Yeah, you are. Okay, so if you want to look into Tyler Farr's crazy life, well, you're in luck. His reality show, A Little Too Far, is finally premiering tonight. It's going to be on a streaming service called Go 90, and you can check it out.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, me either. But that's where everybody can find it if they're Tyler fans.
Maybe this is the big thing for Go 90.
Yeah.
This is their first big venture into the mass world of TV. Whatever.
Reality TV. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Lincoln, Nebraska. A 19-year-old man is facing up to a $10,000 fine after he got tired of sitting in traffic. There was some construction going on. There's cones. He's like, you know what? I'm going around the cones.
Mm.
Only problem is they had poured...
Oh, I saw the picture.
What?
Yeah.
Fresh concrete.
Fresh concrete. Car got stuck.
Oh, no.
It's like the car drove into a big thing of mud.
No.
It's like up halfway to the wheel. Yeah. But it's concrete. That's correct. It's halfway at the wheel.
That's not good.
No, he went around the cones. It was like... It was stuck. Oh.
Oh, man.
Amazing.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Get your Bobby Bones on.
Follow Bobby on Snapchat. Username Bobby Bones Show.
Today's National Donut Day, and so Krispy Kreme's giving away donuts today. You can go by and get a free one. Not a commercial, but I have Fun Fact Friday for you. You ready?
Yeah.
National Donut Day. The largest donut ever made was an American-style jelly donut weighing 1.7 tons.
Oh. What?
That's crazy, huh?
That's awesome.
The Guinness World Record for donut eating is held by John Haidt, who ate 29 donuts in 6 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
A donut shop in Oregon used to offer medicinal donuts that were coated with NyQuil or Pepto-Bismol with Tums sprinkles.
Wow.
Okay.
And they had to retire the flavors when the FDA stepped in.
Why? Yeah. Why? It's like some people might get a little heartburn after they eat a bunch of donuts. It's like two birds, one stone.
Renee Zellweger, when she put on weight for Bridget Jones, ate 20 donuts a day.
Wow.
Lucky.
That sounds amazing until you do it.
I know, and then you just feel
and
gross.
And then you're like, bleh. Boston has the most donut shops per person.
Okay.
One for every 2,000 people.
Perfect.
Shout out Boston.
Yeah.
National Donut Day.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I have all the results here from people staring in the eyes of their partner. So the story was, if you stare at your partner for 3 minutes straight and you just stare at each other and say nothing, it's supposed to bring you together. So I'm going to play some clips here. Here is Eddie and his wife. This is after the staring.
Yes.
Okay. 3 minutes. You just stared at each other. You said not a word.
Yep.
And as soon as they were done, here's what they had to say.
I felt like at first I was just looking at your eyes, and I think there's a little bit of brown in your blue eyes, like right by the pupil. Maybe it was my reflection. I feel like I don't just stare at your face enough or your eye. We just talk or whatever, but... I felt like I noticed that at that moment. Like, oh, man, I forgot. She's really, really beautiful.
Aw, that's sweet. I remembered you have one eye that's smaller than the other. I used to notice that. And I realized I haven't looked at your eyes in a while.
Yeah. So do you feel more connected?
Yeah.
Not really.
I didn't feel too connected. I mean,
but she did.
Yeah, she felt it, yeah. Which I guess is all that matters, right?
All right, there's our producer Eddie and his wife.
You guys been together 11 years?
11 years. And that's the thing. We don't really look at each other in the face or the eyes, really. We just talk like normal everyday life.
Here's Amy and her husband. You guys been together?
We've been together 10 years.
Okay.
So should I preface something? We were like legit, like sort of having a fight, and he had to leave, and I wasn't going to see him again for the rest of the night because I had to go to work. And I was like, stop, we have to stare at each other for 3 minutes. And he's like, you've got to be kidding me. And I'm like, sit down, we have to stare at each other. So that's just a little backstory.
So there's a fight that happened before this.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
We were sort of having a fight before we had to stare for 3 minutes because you were going to leave and assault. Go run errands is the only time we had. So I feel much better. Like a minute or two into staring, I was like, oh, I'm so glad we had to do this because now we're not fighting. And then I felt better, and all I wanted to do was come give you a hug. But I couldn't hug you because we were staring.
3 minutes is a lot longer than you think.
Yeah. I know, but are you, did it put you in a better mood? It did me.
I'm still hungry and have to run errands.
I know, but regarding some of the stuff that we were irritated about.
Sure. I'm not mad. I'm hungry. Still.
Love you.
So that didn't work.
That's funny though.
Here's Lunchbox and his wife. You guys been married for
2 years. How'd you feel?
That was a long time. I didn't know which eye to look at.
What do you mean, which eye? You look at both eyes, you loser.
I kept, like, bouncing, like, back and forth from, like, your left eye to your right eye.
Do you feel more connected?
Sure.
Because I feel awkward. No, I feel awkward and uncomfortable because I've never looked at your eyes for that long.
What did you think about, though, while you're looking into my eyes?
That this is awkward. What did you think about?
Well, first I thought it felt awkward, and then I was like, well, we better take this seriously. So I started thinking about our marriage and the future.
Oh, man. So you thought about the future, and I thought about, this is awkward.
There you go.
I feel like it works for the girls, but the guys, not
totally.
Really.
So I didn't get up until late last night. I have to bring my Monday, because Lindsay was recording music, and I didn't fly until late.
Hey, good luck.
So yeah. Mine will be Monday on the show.
All right. Can't wait.
But it did seem like something positive came out of all of them, from at least one person.
Yeah, totally.
So if you just stare at your partner for 3 minutes without talking, everybody try it at home. Let me know how it goes. If anybody did this, they can call. I'd love to hear from you, too.
Yeah.
877-77-BOBBY. That's our phone number. And I say this, that I thought it was ridiculous, but if it only works with one of you, that's still a positive from somewhere. And with everybody, it works somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But zero for Amy's husband. He was just hungry, and they weren't a fight.
And tired, and he needed to leave.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
Hello, Heather in Buckingham, Virginia. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking about doing this thing where you stare into the eyeballs of your partner for 3 minutes, and you don't say anything, and, like, does it make you learn or feel more about them? Did you do this?
I so did this, even though I already knew what my boyfriend was going to say, but after literally like 30 seconds, he was like, is this almost over with? And I'm like, no, stop talking. You're supposed to be doing this. And at the end of it, I had so much to talk about, and just, you know, I felt so much closer, and he was literally like, okay, is dinner ready yet? I got stuff I got to do. Yeah.
But to you, it kind of opened your heart a little bit.
Yes.
See, yeah. There's something here. I think it makes the guys feel a little too vulnerable, and they have to be like, oh, fart, football.
I'm hungry.
Food.
Feed
yeah,
me.
They're like, fart, football, food.
You are so right. That's yeah. exactly it.
I think guys start to feel like, oh, this is too vulnerable for me. So it's, you know, they start to say stuff. Hey, Heather, thank you. I appreciate you.
Y'all have a great day.
You too. Let's go over to Marianne in Hartsville, Tennessee. Oh, sorry, Mary Lynn. Hi, Mary Lynn.
Hi.
How long have you been married?
33 years.
And so you decided to try this challenge, too. After hearing it on the radio, you guys stared in each other's eyes. How did it go?
Well, I used the time, and I couldn't help but reflect on memories past and think about our future and our grandchildren and things that we would leave them and, you know, my husband's clarity name and if it would be grandsons and, you know, just all those things.
Yeah.
When the 3 minutes was over, I told him what I thought, and I said, so what entered your mind? And he paused, and I said, go ahead, you can say it, it's okay. He goes, what are you thinking for supper?
What are you cooking for supper? I love it.
I think his heart was open. He just didn't want to say it, Mary Lynn.
His heart hadn't been open in 33 years.
See, Mary Lynn, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, there we go. Hey, there's a woman. She's 70 years old. She was lost. Her family was like, this is last Tuesday. They were like, we don't know where she is. Like, grandma's gone. She was driving to North Cove, Washington. Her car went over a 40-foot cliff. She was trapped in her car for 5 days. Luckily, when the car hit, it hit where the bottom hit first. It didn't severely injure her. All she had was bananas and water, and she lived.
Wow.
After all those days, I want to play this for you.
Sharon was trapped inside her car, living on scraps.
She had just a little bit of water, bananas, Pop-Tarts.
Those supplies may not have lasted through the weekend.
My cousin Bob, he was walking the road instead of driving along the road and saw the grass was down and so went searching down the ravine.
How about that guy? Just wow. Seeing the grass, I'd be like, hey, let me go check this out.
How observant.
She had a broken ankle and a broken heel.
Ugh.
But again, her car fell 40 feet and she lived. She's 70.
And she had bananas and Pop-Tarts.
Bananas, water, and Pop-Tarts.
Man, we really need to keep food in our cars.
Probably in the bottom of her purse, too, guys. This is a grandma.
So with probably, some Werther's Originals.
Yeah, she had all kinds of stuff, probably. She was like, oh, I'm trapped. Okay, I got just a compartment for this. That's awesome. Like, then that dude who just went searching because something didn't look right. Bobby, I just don't know that I would have done that.
Days. Bobby Bonchon.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Well, who knew Dwayne The Rock Johnson is a fan of country music and one artist in particular that's sort of a newcomer, and he talked about it.
He's talking about Drake White. Drake White has a song called Making Me Look Good Again.
Well, making me look good again.
And here's The Rock singing that in an interview.
The last song I have stuck in my head is there's a country artist, his name is Drake White, and it's called Making Me Look Good Again.
Making me look good again.
Here's my theory on this.
What?
I don't think The Rock listens to this.
What?
I think The Rock is now playing toward middle America because he's getting in his head he could probably run for president.
Oh.
And so how do you run for president except act like you like country music? That's my theory on this. Wow. I saw this and I was like, he's full of crap.
What? I saw that and I was like, look at The Rock recognizing Drake White.
I think Drake White's really good, by
the
way.
He's
been on the show many times. But I think The Rock's playing toward middle America right now.
Trying to get the Alabama vote.
Yeah. No, I mean, really, you need that.
Wow. That's very forward thinking.
I'm always 8 steps ahead, and sometimes it only goes 3 steps, and I'm way
and then
wrong.
It's like,
yeah.
So in theaters today, you got Wonder Woman, 93% positive on Rotten Tomatoes, and then Captain Underpants, also a high score with 83%.
Mike D, will you go watch Wonder Woman? You're a movie nerd.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you said that a little too excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Not to be a hater on The Rock stuff. That's just what I felt when
I get it.
Especially when someone goes, this country music artist.
He did say,
Yeah, there are just too many tells in that. First of all, if someone's like, what are you listening to? I'll be like, right now, I'm probably listening to Brothers Osborne, ain't my fault. If you said, hey, what are you listening to? Well, I'm listening to the alternative band, The Killers.
and they have this song,
yes,
that's called the,
The rock band, The Foo Fighters have it. That's just not how you talk about stuff.
Okay.
It's just not.
Okay.
If they go, what are you listening to? You go, this guy named Drake White. He's got a song Making Me Look Good Again.
It's my jam.
Yeah.
The last song I have stuck in my head is there's a country artist. His name is Drake White, and it's called Making Me Look Good Again.
Too many ums, and I do feel like also that he was teed up with that question. Because, Amy, what's the last song you listened to?
I don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Probably Body Like a Back Road.
You're like, whatever we played on the radio 5 minutes ago. I do think that was also a teed up question.
Okay, yeah, I guess if you dig a little deeper.
Maybe too deep. Lunchbox and Eddie are in a fight.
Okay, why?
Because Eddie treats people like crap sometimes on the phone, like customer service people.
He does?
Not always. Look.
This is the fight here. I'm going to let Lunchbox. Lunchbox is the one that brought this to my attention.
I'm shocked right now. I need to know.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
So Eddie was on the phone with someone from customer service about his hand surgery. I guess it was the billing department. And he started giving the lady attitude.
And you were like, listening to this.
Yes, I'm sitting here in the studio. It's after the show. And he is getting mad at her and being rude. And then he gets off the phone. And he goes, I cannot believe she gave me attitude back. And I said, yeah, because you are being rude to her. And he goes, but in customer service, when someone gives you attitude, you still have to be nice back. You're a business. And I said, Eddie, that is the dumbest logic I've ever heard in my life. If someone calls you or goes into your store and is rude to you, give it right back to them. Just because you're upset, they don't have to be nice to you.
Okay, Eddie, your thoughts.
My thoughts were, like, I don't ever really get mad. But at this point, it was really frustrating me, and I got upset. And so I snapped at her. Dude, when she snapped back, I was shocked. I was like, wow, this lady's on the phone snapping back at me, because I've never seen or heard that in my life.
Most people you snap at don't snap back.
Not when they're working, not a company, not like...
Eddie feels like he has a force field around him.
I felt like, man, if I was working, like if a listener called me and like mouthed me off, I wouldn't be like, yeah, you know what, you're stupid, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, no, you know what, you're right, we'll think about that.
No, you wouldn't.
No!
Of course! It's a professional industry, like you represent like the hospital or whoever this lady was representing. I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at them billing me. No. The fact that the argument was how much money I have to pay up front. I'm like, they wanted thousands up front. I'm like, who do you think I am? Like, I can't give you thousands up front.
For your hand surgery?
Yeah. And so I got really frustrated quickly. And she was just like, well, you want the surgery, you can have the... I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, can't we work this out?
Amy, who are you siding with here?
Well, Eddie, first of all, I know it's frustrating, but you got to like try. These people have to deal with people that are mean all day long.
All day.
If you can be nice, like that would probably make their day.
All day.
I do
all
feel
day.
Like if you are representing a company, though, you do have to learn to keep your cool, but maybe you just kind of really hit a nerve with her.
We're in the keep it real generation right now.
Yeah.
This is the first thing I thought of, like the flight attendants, you know, like in these airplane stories, where like when they snap back, that's when the brawl starts. Like the flight attendant shouldn't like. Be mad. They should be like, okay, sirs, calm down. It's fine. We'll work it out.
When you talk to a bill collector, it's different. They get people yelling at them all the time.
I realize that.
And so that's different than calling and asking someone on the phone for, please, can you connect me to the electronics department?
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like you got to keep it pro. Like, no matter if the person on the other side is really upset, you're working.
That's not a very human thing to think.
It's not very human.
And be nicer to people.
Yeah.
I try to. I'm not, like I said, I'm not always like that, but man, I lost my cool.
Oh, poor lady.
I know. I mean,
hey,
like,
what about me? My hands cut.
All she has is people calling her all the time, yelling at her. Like, yeah. She has a life, a job, kids. Yeah.
All right, if you're listening, I'm sorry, lady. I'll pay it all.
What'd you say to her?
Nothing. I said, I'll call you back. I don't have that money, so we'll figure it out. I'll call you back.
Sounds like a bookie. Are you sure you didn't hear Eddie with this bookie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
That wasn't Raymond.
All right. Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. All right. Eddie calls a customer service line, snaps at the lady, and he's like, that's what I should be able to do. So here we go. Sarah in Hot Springs, Arkansas is on. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What do you want to say to Eddie?
You don't ever want to be rude to anybody in medical billing.
Why is that?
And we can give you discounts if you're nice. If you work with us, we will hook you up with any kind of payment plans and stuff like that if you're nice. If you're not and you snap at us, we can hang up on you. We don't have to talk to you.
Ooh.
We don't have to listen to that. I never do. Somebody snaps at me, I'll snap back or I'll hang up. One of the two.
Wow.
Dang. I mean, was I talking to you? This sounds like the same person I was talking to.
You were, but I've talked to a million people like you. And I'm not saying anything bad about you.
I'm just saying
just rude in general people. Don't call me and yell at me because you went to the doctor. It's not our fault you went to the doctor. Hmm. We're just here to collect your money.
And that's her job.
Yeah.
To collect money.
And she's saying if you're nice, they can help you
discounts.
Out.
Discounts.
Yeah.
They want to help. I mean, you're a nice person,
yeah.
Right? You want to help people.
I try to.
Yeah.
And the people you don't want to help are the people that don't have the courtesy to be nice to you.
Sometimes we get pleasure on turning people over to collections.
Oh.
Because of how rude they are.
Yes.
Dang. Wow.
Sarah, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
Right. Dang, that lady that Eddie talked to is at the water cooler. Like, you'll never guess this guy that I talked to.
Yeah.
I had his a discount waiting for him.
His social number is...
It's
they know
tough,
all your info.
But if you do just in general get more things by being nice.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah, I just have to keep my cool. I was just stressed out and I freaked out. And she snapped at me.
Probably get double charged on the back end. Probably. Okay, that'd be $1, sir, in the back end. It's like $10,000. We do videos on our Facebook page. They're early morning message videos. And what happens is, it's like behind-the-scenes stuff. So I encourage you to follow us on Facebook. But Lunchbox was particularly salty, as they say, and the listeners were just crushing him. Here, Amy is cleaning out the studio, and she's carrying a bunch of boxes out of the studio.
It's stuff from my corner!
Is this your warehouse?
Finally taken stuff to the recycle.
All right, go ahead. Instead of helping you, I'll follow you with a camera.
And so Lunchbox is just sitting there watching, right? And Amy walks by him.
Lunch, help her!
Help me!
No, this will teach her a lesson. Don't make it so messy you can't open the door.
I can't help it.
I mean, come on. You guys say I'm dirty? Look at that.
So it goes on. I like to read some comments here.
People are mad?
Oh, yeah. From Pete. Lunchbox, no one likes you.
Oh.
From Tanya. I don't like Lunchbox. He needs to go. Would be a better show without him.
Oh.
From Jane. Lunchbox is a piece of crap.
What?
From Janice. Come on, Lunch. You can be a real. And then she does a bunch of those little signals.
Oh.
Yeah, symbols, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Debbie says, Amy always complains about Lunchbox's mess. Now he needs to clean his area. She needs to clean up.
Oh, I was.
There it is. So there were a lot there.
Okay, question. In that clip, you hear Eddie say he's not going to open the door also, but I'm the jerk.
Eddie was shooting a video.
I understand
as the
that,
reporter.
But, yeah. Okay.
And you were just lounging in your chair going, I ain't helping. There was a difference.
Maybe there is, but I mean, it did teach her a lesson, right?
What's the lesson?
I don't know. What's the lesson?
What's all with all these lessons?
Like, if I have a bunch of boxes in my hand, I can't open a door.
Yeah, good lesson.
There's a band that kicked out one of their members, like big members. Do you guys know about this?
No.
What?
Yeah, like kicked out their most famous member.
What?
A band.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it in a second. Their most famous member, like out. Boom. Goodbye.
Zach Brown.
It's not Zach Brown, but wouldn't that be funny? Hey, we're just a band. Wait, what? Yeah, we're just a band. Zach's not here anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you who it is in a second.
Okay. All right. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. I always like a good grudge. A former 7-Eleven owner in Boston lost his franchise a few years ago because he got in a fight with the company about selling hot food. So now he opened his own convenience store across the street from 7-Eleven. It's called 612.
That's funny.
Okay. And
he talked about how they forced him to sell certain food for over the amount of time he wanted to. Like, he believed in if it wasn't sold, getting rid of it.
Right.
They were like, no, standard protocol.
Wow.
When you're inside of a franchise, you have to follow the franchise rules.
Exactly.
And so he's like, okay, so done. 7-Eleven across the street opens up a new one. Come to the 612.
Man, it sounds like I trust the 612 food better or more.
Listen, I don't know much about it. I do enjoy 7-Eleven, or as it's called in Canada, the Sev.
Have you seen that McDonald's documentary? No? Or the movie? It's a movie about? No.
Okay. I don't watch food. I don't watch your crazy food documentaries about what? Eat only lettuce. I don't watch. It's all tilted and slanted.
No, it's sort of a similar story about how McDonald's just dominated. It was awesome.
I don't. Food stuff makes me not want to eat stuff. So I don't. Oh. Like, I don't want knives over forks when they're like, don't eat meat. You know what? I like meat. So I'm not going to watch it.
I think it's about the owners that started McDonald's. Like, they, how
I
they,
don't. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I don't want to feel any different than I already feel about food.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense.
I don't want to watch things that make me feel like and not want to have a sandwich. You know?
Okay.
I'm done. Just get over it with all your food documentaries trying to make me not like to eat food. Tell me what's bad for me. I had to watch that one about sugar. Now I'm like totally against sugar, but I wish I wouldn't have because I'd enjoy National Donut Day today more. But
man,
I'm like, I can't.
Every time you say that, I want a donut.
Americans aren't taking half of their vacation days. Last year, more than half Americans didn't take all their vacation.
Oh.
And I think we should take no vacation. I'm more of the Asian mindset. Like, no breaks.
Work.
Like, they don't take much vacation. That's why they win at everything.
What are they winning
at?
They
go to school like 13 hours a day.
Education.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, money.
Like crazy.
Innovation.
I work
technology.
I win at life.
Yeah, that's
and
what I'm saying.
Do you win at life, though?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're probably going to die early.
Memories.
Yeah.
But this right now, I'm winning.
Are you, though?
For the next 10 years.
Like, I would never take a vacation. I could do, like, a couple two-day vacations a year.
I know. When you do take a vacation and it's longer than 4 days, you're
I'll go
like
crazy.
Miserable.
I need to get back to work.
You even let's say Bobby books a vacation for 5 days. He's going to book a flight home at 3 days. He's going to change his flight.
I'm going to change.
He's like, I'm done. I'm coming home early. I got stuff to do.
I do get tired of him.
You're weird.
You know, I can go into a place and spend a day and a half there. I don't care how crazy it is. And be like, I fully embrace this culture. I'm out.
And then he's back in his hotel room watching Full House.
Oh, yeah. I watched the entire Making a Murderer series on vacation. I didn't leave my hotel room. I watched Rocky in another country. They were showing a Rocky marathon in another country. I'd never even been to other countries. And I was like, I'm just going to sit here and watch Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4. Five.
How many are there?
Five. No, and a new one.
Then
Balboa.
Then there's just Rocky.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I'm with this. We take too much vacation. We have too much
vacation time. No, I like our vacation.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Because you got stuff to do.
We also like work, too. But
I like it all.
Not as much vacation.
It's all about balance.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah.
There we go with the food again.
Damn,
guys, trying to get on. Our producer, Ray, took a book quiz yesterday. He read my book, Bare Bones, and I was like, hey, dude, you want $50? Because I'm going to give you a chance now to go double or nothing. On on one question.
Oh, boy.
Now.
I mean, are we going to go call letters again? Because I don't know four letters that have to do with a station in a rural part of Arkansas.
But that one, even if you don't read the book and Bobby just talking about it, you know.
So, Ray, it's one question.
You got this.
One question only.
I have to.
Or do you want the mystery question?
No, I want
that's
the normal.
Be about anything.
The normal thing.
He's going to pull out some random.
Or do you want the mystery question?
No, I want the normal question for double or nothing.
You do?
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, Ray.
Mystery question is going to be about something science.
Archaeology.
Or it could be what's 1 + 1. You never know when it comes to the
mystery question.
Right? Ray, if it's 1 + 1, go with it.
I'm not doing the mystery question.
Okay.
I wrote a book. It was called Bare Bones. Did pretty well. And it's out. It's kind of my life story and motivational story. And Ray had never read it. And I wrote about Ray a lot. And we were just talking the other day. He's like, I never read it. I was like, oh, well, if you want to and you can pass a 5-question challenge, you'll win some money. And Ray hit questions yesterday and he won $50. And so it's $50 right there.
Woo!
Nice work.
Yeah!
He's back today. Now, Ray.
Yeah.
We can go double or nothing on one question. Or we can go with the
mystery question.
Now, Ray, I've already sent the mystery question to Mike D. And on top of that, I've already asked Amy the real question to make sure it wasn't too hard. Okay? Right. And everybody feels like we're in a good place. So the mystery question can be super easy. It can be super hard. But don't forget, it's what we call the
mystery question.
I'm not doing the mystery question.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, Mike D, what was the mystery question that we would have asked Ray had he been asked the mystery question?
Oh, man.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
I texted it to you.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, here it was.
Way to go. What is the capital of Wisconsin?
There you go.
Madison?
That'd have been the mystery question.
Dang it!
Wow, Ray. Yeah.
Wait, is there another mystery question you can go to?
There is not. He passed the opportunity.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on!
I feel like you should have gone with the mystery question.
That would have been the mystery question. You did not. Now, Ray, here's the question from my book.
All right.
As I was a teenager, 18, 19, into 20 and 21 years old, I would go to a certain club every Friday and Saturday night. Name that club.
Electric Cowboy.
He wrote down Electric Cowboy.
Wow, you wrote that down quick. Yeah. I mean, that was out of nowhere.
Electric Cowboy.
Do you want to switch to the
mystery question?
No.
Show me Electric Cowboy for the win.
Now
I gotta pay him. Now, would you like to go double or nothing?
Yeah.
On that question.
Yes!
What? Okay.
Ray.
No, I'm just paying you, dude. Okay. I'm not going any more money.
I mean, this could go on forever.
No, I'm not. And he'll keep doing it until he loses.
That's a gambler for you.
That's right.
Okay, so he gets the money?
Yeah. Right, he can get the money.
Yeah!
No, don't leave the room until I give it to you, okay? All right, yeah. Ray is the winner. I told you guys a band kicked out their lead person.
Yeah.
Any idea who it is?
No.
Any guesses?
Huh.
I'll give you a prize or you can win the mitt. No, I'm just kidding.
A big band.
Yeah.
I mean, the only one that comes to mind is Blink-182, but he wasn't like a main. I mean, he was one of the main dudes, but no one knows him.
Okay. Aerosmith.
I don't know.
They're staying together without the main person.
How?
Oh.
Can people do that?
NSYNC.
They're already done. Led Zeppelin.
Oh, Fall Out Boy.
Okay, I'm done.
The current?
Here you go.
Here's
some of them are dead.
Oh, you need more current.
Yeah, here. They kicked out Fergie. Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas.
She got kicked out or she quit?
They say she left.
What happened? I like them.
Where have they been?
I don't know. Guys, I don't know.
They've been gone for a while.
That's a big deal.
Will I Am confirms Fergie left the Black Eyed Peas. And you know, they've been a group before Fergie, but they got famous with Fergie. That hit the beat the block, you can get that bass. That's good, man. I remember listening to that stuff. Be like, dang,
so
Mazel Tov. Let's get it started in here. All right, RIP the BEP.
Dang. That'd be like if you left the show and we kept going. Yeah, it'd be the show.
Okay.
If you call the show, Mike D answers the phones and he keeps track all week long. Like requests back in the old days, he takes requests and writes down what people want to talk about on the show. So what are the top three things people have wanted to talk about this week, Mike D, coming in at number three?
Well, who wanted to play the new game?
Oh, the Pick Your Prize game.
Yeah.
Ah, a lot of people wanted to play that.
Yeah.
Sweeping the nation. Other radio shows will be doing it soon, trust me. All right, number two.
People wanted to defend themselves who've seen artists over 10 times after Lunchbox called that lady crazy.
Yeah. Girl went to Eric Church 20 times?
20.
Lunch is like, she's a psycho. We're like, relax, buddy. She found something she enjoyed. But a lot of people called.
Yeah.
And finally, the number one thing people have called about?
Everyone who's been ordering food up for people off Craigslist.
Oh, my goodness.
There's apparently this market where people just cook food in their house and then bring it to you. Because Eddie was ordering Chinese. And then when he tried to go pick it up, they were like, no pickup, only delivery. Then he tried to find the address, and it didn't exist.
Not listed.
So somebody's cooking Chinese food in their house and delivering it to Eddie's house.
And it's good.
And it turned out it was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it turned out it was a thing. So, yeah. I saw an article that only like 12% of our friends on Facebook are people we actually talk to in real life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's for sure.
I don't talk to really anybody on my Facebook page.
Mm-mm.
I'm not even a big personal Facebooker. You know the show Facebook page? But I don't really talk to anybody on my Facebook page. I just scroll. People just grab about politics most of the time.
Yeah.
And posting pictures. I'll tell you the one thing. I have a buddy named Evan. He texted me last night. He said, hey, why don't we end up talking in a few months? And so we talked for a bit. And I was like, you know what? It feels like I talk to you because I see your kids all the time on Facebook. Like, it does make you feel like
you're connected.
You still stay connected.
Yeah.
So I will give Facebook that you should do remain connected to people because of pictures.
But then you also see things about people like you had no idea. Like, they'll post something really positive and then they'll post something super negative, like that's political. And you're like, wait, pick a lane. Like, do you want to be like nice and positive person and then also like mean, rude, annoying person? Like, I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. People tell me that all the time. Yeah, like, I have no problem with that.
No, but it's mainly politics. You're right. Facebook is just like, ugh.
Somebody was selling a ring in your marketplace on Facebook?
Yeah, it's a buy-sell trade thing on Facebook that you can be a part of, which is pretty cool. You know, you can kind of get some good deals. And I've sold stuff on it before. And I saw a thing pop up in the feed of a guy that put up an engagement ring. And basically all he put was, well, she said no. Anyone want to buy-sell trade?
That's sad.
Not funny.
Yeah, he had like the jewelry box and everything. It's like brand new. It's from a great, well-respected jewelry company.
Oh, man,
I was like,
poor
nice
dude.
Ring. So somebody,
what'd he look like? What celebrity?
Oh, I didn't go click on his page. I just saw the picture of the ring.
How did you not click on his page?
Yeah, how do you not
the first
know?
Thing I want to do is go see what she looked like, what he looks like. Probably guess what broke him up.
I didn't go that in depth.
Like, I'm assigning a
ring.
Whole life story to them just by clicking through their pictures.
Okay.
I'm like, he didn't take her anywhere. I wouldn't marry him either.
I mean, look at him.
I mean, come on. Dude, do a couple sit-ups, something. Take her out to a nice dinner. I'm looking at all your pictures. You're doing nothing.
The ring.
How do you not care about that kind of stuff?
I just didn't really get into it. I was like, oh, poor guy, on to the next.
So my dog had a lump on his throat. And he's old. He's had cancer twice. Once really bad, once not so bad. And this happened last week, but I took him to the vet and I got the all clear yesterday, which is pretty awesome. I wasn't
going
to share the story unless it was either all clear or not. I mean, I wasn't going to do the old teaser on that part. Coming up at 7:20 tomorrow, is my dog sick? I don't want to do that. He's good.
Good.
I'm scared. I mean, it's just like, how many times are going to come back? Mm-hmm. Come back twice already.
Yeah.
And he's 14. So that was a good day.
For sure.
And I've been taking some great pictures of my dog.
So good. I told you that they're looking so amazing.
You've been seeing them on Instagram?
Yeah.
Is that you? You taking those?
Well, I mean, you know.
Wow. That's a good eye there, Bones.
If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, you'll see some fantastic dog pictures. I'm about to post another one. Maybe I hired somebody to take some pictures of my dog.
Oh my goodness.
You know, you should. Like,
I said maybe. Yeah.
Oh. Well, if it's you, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
If it's not.
Well, look at all the other pictures compared to that one. What do you think happened? Somebody with the real cameras out there shooting pictures. I love that dog. That's not my thing, man. So that happened. What else do I want to talk about? What, you looking at pictures?
I mean, they do look ridiculous. Now that you say that you hired someone, I'm like, man, he's catching them right in action. But now you look at him, those are professional. You,
me, what? I'm what? What are you going to call me?
Dang.
You dog lover?
You dork. Like,
oh, what? You dork. Come on.
Like, if you're going to take pictures here, dog, do it. But hiring someone is a little bit ridiculous.
Come on. Yesterday on the show, we talked about staring in somebody's eyes for 3 minutes straight and how you feel closer after you do that. And so Amy and her husband did this. They stared at each other. They didn't say a word, eyeball to eyeball, for 3 minutes. They had been in a fight beforehand, but eyeball to eyeball, right?
We were sort of having a fight before we had to stare for 3 minutes because you were going to leave and go run errands. It was the only time we had. So I feel much better. Like a minute or two into staring, I was like, oh, I'm so glad we had to do this because now we're not fighting. And then I felt better and all I wanted to do was come give you a hug.
So Amy loved it. She was emotionally moved by staring into the eyeballs of another human. Like to her, it was like, wow, now I just want to hug you and get out of this fight. And so, of course, he's next.
3 minutes is a lot longer than you think.
Yeah. I know, but did it put you in a better mood? It did me.
I'm still hungry and have to run errands.
I know, but regarding some of the stuff that we were irritated about.
Sure.
Oh, no.
Not me with the sure that doesn't really mean sure.
Oh, no. Here's a little nugget for you.
What?
My girlfriend's during her music video. She had to pick a guy.
Yeah.
You know, we talked to her yesterday.
Yeah.
She picked a guy to be the guy in her music video.
Well, what does he look like?
Yeah, show us.
I didn't pick him. I stayed out of the running. Like, I didn't.
You would have picked an ugly dude.
I saw the dudes. And she's like, here's what I'm picking from. They cast these guys. Because the whole thing was someone that's average, not too good looking. And I was like, wait a minute. Why do they want to downplay how good looking the guy is? Is that like real life? They were like, let's make this as real life as possible. Let's cast somebody who's not like super good looking.
And the song is about you.
That's the thing. Like, why can't you cast a male model and say it's me?
Yeah.
Like, what are they trying to say?
They're trying to be realistic.
I saw the guy.
Okay. And how do you feel?
I mean, he's better looking than I am.
Uh-oh.
But he's casted as, average. I guess average in the model world is better than average in the real world.
Wow. Oh, for sure.
But she's doing it today.
You better be on set.
Are you going to go spy?
No, yes. I'm staying completely away. I'm staying completely away from it. Mr. Bobby Bones. My girlfriend is on the phone here real quick. There she is. Lindsay.
Hello.
Hey, so you're shooting a music video. You picked a dude. They're giving me a hard time about this. Why did you pick the guy that you picked?
Because I thought he picked the role, or he fit the role perfectly. They all did, like, little auditions, so I could see a video of them jamming out to Waiting on You. and he had the best performance.
Was he the best looking?
I don't know. I didn't really judge it by looks.
Come on!
Good answer!
The humbug! Come on!
I think he's going to fit the music video perfectly. Like, the treatment that we have and the message that we want to convey, I think it's going to be great. So I'm excited.
Is he your type?
You're my type.
Yeah, I didn't ask that question. Is he your type? If you saw him on Tinder or Bumble, would you be like, oh, I'll give him the old Bumble?
No, I wouldn't. But if I saw him on a list for music videos, I'd be like, hey, yeah, this dude fits good.
Yeah, how honest she's being right now. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't Bumble this guy. Tell me the truth.
Probably not, no.
Okay.
Are there any kissing scenes in this video?
There are no kissing scenes.
Yet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you never know.
It might get
young.
Added.
The day is young.
The day is young. She may go and hit it off, and next thing you know, that's how people fall in love on music videos all the time.
Yeah, so many people end up with music videos.
Would you be okay with Bobby crashing the set and keeping an eye on things?
Yeah, I told him that he should come this morning.
She knows I can't come, though. That's like going, I'd like.
It starts at 8.
Yeah, I know you're working, but.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck on your music video.
Thank you so much. I will send you pictures.
No funny business.
Lunch, why don't you go?
You want me to go and
go
keep
and
an eye?
Keep an eye on things.
I'll be security.
Go regulate.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, so now that she's off the phone and I can ask you, are we ever going to play her song? Because it's radio now.
I'm not playing it.
But it hit radio.
I don't care.
But we don't play it.
I can't play it right now.
Why? I'll play it.
Okay, well, you go do your show on whatever station that's
I'll
on.
I'll play it. She plays it on her computer.
During a commercial.
No.
Okay, I just was curious about that. I was wondering why. Why?
I told you. Because I can't be the guy that just playing the song. It's just... Okay. Not yet. If it charts, maybe. Not the guy who's out here just playing his girlfriend's songs all the time.
Just be real casual about it. Like, eh.
We'll that's see. How I do things? Eh. Funny video on Brothers Osborne Twitter page. So John Osborne, the one with the big beard, is in the airport in Nashville. And he's selfie videoing him, but behind him is a guy at the little restaurant bar Tootsie's playing his song.
Oh, that's awesome.
So Brothers Osborne has to stay a little longer, right? It's one more call, it's the one more what you're doing right now, it's the one more trip. So John is listening to this guy play. And he's got his face in the picture. The guy's no idea that John's there right beside him. And very funny.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought funny. By the way, I did talk to them. You do live close to them. You will be seeing Brothers Osborne parties from your house, and you're going to have to call the cops on them. And please let us know what you do.
That's terrible.
Because Amy hasn't called the cops. Amy doesn't have her kids yet. But when she has a 10 and a 6-year-old move in,
yeah.
And brothers are playing.
We can't be having those late night parties keeping everybody up.
Yeah.
It turns out those parties you've been hearing are.
Screaming goal every time, you know, a hockey team scores.
Well, hockey's almost over.
Okay, well, you know, every year.
Yeah. Amy goes,
back around.
I think Brothers Osborne lives next to me. I was like, well, they don't live together, first of all. But yes, that's who it was.
Yeah. Spotted. I was like, it's either them or lookalikes.
What is in your pile over there?
My pile today, I've got NASA announcing their first mission to the sun is beginning next year.
I don't want to be on that one.
We're going to the sun.
Don't sign me up for that one.
That seems hot.
I'm out. Like, I think going to the moon's crazy. I think we might have found something crazier. Yep. Like, are people volunteering? Is Lance Bass trying to get on this?
I don't know. I just was wondering if it was like.
Is this
just
like a prison
like
thing?
A robot?
Oh, man.
Yeah, if you like commit a certain crime, you're going to the sun.
That, yeah, they have to be sending robots.
Yeah.
Like, that's a suicide mission, right?
For sure.
All right, what else?
Walmart is asking employees to deliver packages on their way home from work. It's their way to compete with Amazon and save money at the same time.
Now, on the surface, you're like, seems very mom and pop-ish.
Which we like, though. I love mom and pop.
Walmart's not mom and pop. By the way, I love Walmart. I spent my whole life. That's where we went. That was the town. We didn't have a Walmart in my hometown. So when you go to town, you go to where there's a Walmart and a Piggly Wiggly.
But this kind of delivery makes it personal.
If they're paying the people extra.
Yeah, they do. They do. But I guess they just see where the order's going. They see where people live. And they're like, yo, Bobby, can
Craig,
you drop
I know
this
you're off at
home?
5. Would you fly by 3rd Avenue and Park and drop this off second house to the right?
Yeah. So now you've got like random employees like knocking at your door. Like, here's your package. I got to go. Dinner.
That's an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be more to it than that. But that's an interesting concept.
No, that's basically it.
That's it.
They're not hiring new people to do this.
No, they're
it's
employees.
On your way home, and you get paid a little bit extra, but it's on your way home, so they think, oh, no big deal.
Yes, I'm telling you.
I like
it.
Where it's going.
I do,
we'll see how it works. All right, what else?
The word Stan was added to the dictionary thanks to Eminem.
S-T-A-N.
S-T-A-N.
But Stan is a name. So what's the... Okay, read me the definition of Stan.
Oh, good question.
A stalker.
These are stories I pull the headline. You tell me the news.
I would bet that the new definition is a stalker, someone who sends fan mail.
Oh.
Because in the song Stan, it's about a guy who's sending Eminem fan letters and ends up, you know, whatever.
That's exactly what it is. What? An overzealous or obsessive fan of a particular celebrity.
Yep. Wow, you're stop stanning me.
You can say that. It's quite the old reference, but yes.
Well, it's now.
Back in the day.
Well, it's back.
What else? Give me one more story.
And Oreo is bringing back Oreo O cereal.
I saw that.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Well, yeah. I don't really eat it, but I don't know.
It looks like it'd be delicious because it turns the milk chocolate. Anytime you have chocolate cereal, you have chocolate milk at the end.
Yeah.
And
they trick you into thinking this is a breakfast.
It's not any-ish.
I know.
Like, it's not any meal.
But, I mean, yeah. I definitely used to eat cereal like this all the time as a kid.
I put up a poll on my Twitter, like, what was your favorite cereal
as
a kid?
Oh, what did people pick?
Well, I only gave four options. I only had four spots.
Okay.
But Cinnamon Toast Crunch won. Like, what was your favorite cereal as a kid? For me, I had the off-brand of Honeycomb the most, and it wasn't even a box. It was in a bag. So okay. I put Honeycomb. I thought maybe people ate Honeycomb. They didn't. Cinnamon Toast Crunch won.
Oh, Golden Grahams.
Oh, I would say Lucky Charms.
Cookie Crisp came in second.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, Cookie Crisp was good. So, well, thank you for the news.
Yeah. I have a news story like I'm predicting a headline that might be in my pile one day soon.
You're predicting a news
story? Well, I mean, I'm predicting
the
pile.
What's happening with this? We give Amy the pile segment. Now she's predicting the news.
Yeah, I have a future pile.
Go ahead.
Future pile news story. Bobby Bones inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame.
I don't even like saying that.
Well,
I'm not going to beat Ryan Seacrest.
Well, I wanted to start voting, so actually I bring it up because I need to know where to go and what to do.
I think the public voting starts Monday.
Like legit us, the public, the people, we get to vote?
Yes.
Okay, then we can do this. We can take down Ryan. We're the people. We are the people.
Are you doing the preamble of the Constitution now?
We, the people, will vote for you. I will. Listen, Bobby, I got this. I'll post it on my social media. Don't worry. They're pretty loyal sometimes.
Monday it goes up for public. It's a public vote between four people.
Okay, and so do we know, is it official, or like say you do get in, or maybe even for nomination-wise, are you officially the youngest person, or how do we know?
If I get in, I'll be the youngest person.
Okay, then we have to make this happen.
In the Radio Hall of Fame.
Two reasons. One, because
I'm not getting my hopes up. All Kelly Ripa has to do one time is say, vote for Ryan, it's over.
So we can set a world record is what you're telling me?
We can set a world record.
Okay, because then, look. If there's one thing that people listen to this show, like Seacrest is a great dude.
Yeah, but I like Ryan.
There's no way his listeners are as hardcore as our listeners.
But he also has viewers.
Listen, when you're watching him on TV, you're not like, oh, I'm going to vote for him for radio, because that's TV. They're not going to go on TV and be like, hey, vote for him for radio.
They might.
But
true.
I think that you got it.
Yeah.
Our listeners, we'll call to action.
What's a text?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, yeah. On Monday, we'll start calling to action. Like, here's the text. We'll do it every segment.
No, we won't.
Yeah, no, we will.
We won't. But,
we can do it.
Monday.
We've got loyal people.
Monday's when it happens. And it happens. You get like 2 weeks to text.
Oh, easy.
Mm-hmm. Morgan's going to do a beer bong for the first time in her life coming up.
Oh!
And there's the beer bong off between Ray and Lunchbox.
Oh!
If you have to leave the show, you can go find the iHeart Country station. But some stations leave right now. But this segment's coming up in a second.
This is the kind of stuff that gets you into the Radio Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
True. Our producer, Morgan's 24, 25?
24.
24. She's never taken a beer funnel, beer bong. And so she's talking about it. She's like, I'm just watching these teens do it. And I never tried it. So we have it here. And so it's on Facebook Live. You'll be able to watch it.
Whoa.
Hey, somebody grab the Facebook Live. Not Lunchbox. He's filming on the ground.
No, I'm trying to help. Whoa.
What kind of beer did you choose, Morgan?
Michelob Ultra, because that was what was recommended as the lightest beer.
Yes.
Okay, so you pour it into the funnel.
I'm going to tilt the funnel.
Okay, she's pouring into the funnel right now.
I'm shaking. Oh, I'm so nervous. My boyfriend's watching this right now. Please,
why are you nervous?
Because I'm going to probably throw up everywhere.
Her boyfriend's watching?
Why do you care? What about... did your boyfriend tell you not to do it? This is a big fight?
He told me how to do it.
All right, here we go. Morgan will now...
And she's wearing a poncho.
Yeah, she's in a pink poncho. It's a pink funnel. Morgan, Lunchbox has his thumb clogged. Lunchbox, what's the strategy here?
Yeah, that's why I have my thumb in there.
If you lift it up high enough.
Okay, so Morgan has it in her hand. Are you ready, Morgan?
No.
3, 2, 1, go. It's in her mouth. And there goes the beer.
Oh, she just spit it.
There goes the beer.
Come on, Morgan.
Go!
Go!
Oh, no!
She didn't make it. She's back at it. There she goes again. She's gonna throw up.
I don't feel very good right now. That's a lot of foam. It just
you got a lot of foam. You did a lot of foam there.
We can have a race. Race, be like, race.
As you blow the foam out, you go.
but not in here.
Oh, you blow the, that's a thing?
Yeah.
But how do you feel, Morgan?
I don't feel great. I don't know why people want to do that, but...
Because it goes down the hatch fast.
It did go down the hatch
All right, fast. A timer race. We got about a minute and a half, boys.
Oh, hurry.
So, Lunchbox versus Ray.
I'm going to choose yours so you can take one back.
We'll set up the timer. There's a challenge here to see who the best beer bonger is of these two. All right. But they both claim to be party kings. Ray's filling his green beer bong up. Lunchbox is filling his pink beer bong up.
Yeah, see, this is how you really beer bong. You use the same one, you get the germs.
Yeah.
Like, you don't use separate ones. Like, I know Morgan's, I'll get a brand new one for everybody. No.
Sweet werewolf t-shirt, dude.
No, it's Wolfpack. Hey, I wore it because this is back in Wolfpack days.
Oh, you're like college?
Yeah.
Frat?
When I used to crush it.
All right. He wore a college shirt. Are we ready? Ray has his ready. Lunchbox
Hold
has
on,
his
I'm
ready.
I'm getting my foam out of there.
Place your bets. I take Ray in a heartbeat.
Oh, Ray. Yeah.
I mean, Ray's so in a heartbeat. In a heartbeat. All right, here we go.
Why are you taking Ray over
Let's
me?
Go.
All right. Hey, hey Wolfpack.
You're not Wolfpack.
Okay,
I'm Wolfpack.
In three, two, one, go. Then the beer ball. Oh,
Ray.
Ray dominated. Oh. Ray dominated.
Yeah.
Ray dominated. Lunchbox is still in the
air. I missed my mouth.
Now beer's flying everywhere.
I missed my mouth.
Ray, you're the man. Yeah. You're the real MVP. Ray, everybody, big yeah. winner today. Lunchbox slower than Morgan
mouth
was.
In my face.
Lunchbox, finish it.
At least
oh
finish
gosh.
It. There he is. He still didn't finish it.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, no. Oh, I can finish. How humiliating. Wow. Were you like the Wolfpack's weakest member?
No.
Oh.
I just missed my mouth on that first spray. Oh, that was gross.
Right. Hey, Ray, nice job, buddy.
Yeah!
Beat a man. Ray dominates. Morgan got her first one in. Wolfpack's embarrassed. We come back. Oh, it's tough, tough love. It smells like old beer in here.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were bonging beers, and it's all over the floor. And these two knuckleheads, Lunchbox and Ray, think they're literally in a bar and not around a bunch of expensive equipment. And so they start flinging beer everywhere like they just won Game 7 of the World Series. I mean, they just won the Stanley Cup, and all of a sudden they put goggles on like, woo! Smells like...
Ray, are you...
Ray's covered in beer. Ray took it down in like 1 second.
Like a champ.
I bet your legs feel a little like... Ah.
On one beer?
Yes, you, Ray. Especially bonging it.
No. Bonging it?
Have you had a beer bong?
Yeah, like in college.
Dang, what a
we have one more beer.
No.
No.
Did you ever take it and slam it with
those
a... Those
days were behind me. Oh, like what's that called? A shotgun? Yeah, that's probably more so what I've done, a shotgun of beer.
Same thing.
No, when you take it, you put a hole in it.
That's shotgunning
it. Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. And of course, I went to Texas A&M, so I dunked my Aggie ring, which is you chug a huge thing of beer.
I'm not
good at it at all. Let's just say it took me
You drank the whole pitcher?
Well, also, I did. They do it for girls. They allow you to do like a half pitcher or something. Still couldn't finish it.
That's funny. Okay, you want to hear some songs? Oh, by the way, did I tell you what a bat song was for City of Hope softball game?
Oh, yeah, what is it?
Well, they kept asking me, and they were like, what do you want? And I was like, I don't know. And so I just picked whatever I was listening to at the time.
Uh-oh. It's sad.
No, it's not. It's actually not sad, but it's not country. It's not anything, really. I mean, it is. It's a hip-hop song.
Oh.
But everybody's going to have their, you know, right. They're going to be playing their Parmalee, they'll be playing their whatever, and I'm going to come out to Kendrick Humble.
Be humble. Sit down.
Okay. Everyone's going to be like, what?
I like it.
Crook and Chase will be doing the announcing. All right, Bobby Bones.
Be humble.
What? So that's what I was listening to. They were like, we need a song. And so I just went to my phone, and that was on my iHeartRadio. Here are the last few songs I've listened to. I looked at the last three. Kendrick Lamar, Humble.
Be humble.
Obviously.
Sit down. Be humble.
Lucy Silvas has a new couple songs out today. This one's called Just for the Record. I love this. I'm a huge Lucy Silvas fan.
Say it was all a cloud of smoke. Say it was nothing but a joke. Everything that you say about me is true. But just for the record, I really loved you.
Man, come on.
You know, some voices just give you goosebumps.
I'm a number one fan club member of Lucy Silva's.
It's good stuff.
I hope you guys download that song. L-U-C-I-E, Lucy Silva's. And then I listen to John Mayer all the time.
Will it wash out in the water?
That's flying yesterday.
Is it always in the blood?
That's my fly record right now. I read a book and I fly until I get tired of reading the book. Then I close my eyes.
What book are you reading?
Well, why are you yelling at me?
Yeah, that was loud, dude.
Sorry.
He's drunk. He had one beer.
That's true.
He's
that's true.
Hi! Hi! I want to talk.
I didn't realize I was yelling, first of all. And
I'm reading like three books at the same time, which gets me in trouble.
That's weird.
But I know. And it's weird for my head, too. But I haven't finished the David Letterman book yet because I got reading this other book that Dirk brought over my house about how to be a winner. I don't even know why he brought the book. He was like, you need to read this. And it's like 10 stories tall. And he's like, this is. And so I'm reading that.
Oh.
But the David Letterman book's really good. So what are you reading?
What am I reading? I don't even know what it's called.
He's drunk.
He's drunk.
I'm reading your mind.
Oh, man. Lunchbox is drunk. He had one beer. He's drunk.
One beer.
Morgan's like 97 pounds. She's like fine. She's back focused on a laptop talking to sales. Life was like,
I need water.
I don't know why you think I'm drunk. I'm trying to figure out what I'm reading, though.
What I'm reading, though. Does your accent come out more when you drink?
Dude, it was one beer of Michelob Light.
What's wrong with you?
And he's like, I'm trying to figure out what I'm reading.
Michelob Ultra, dude.
I don't even know what it is.
That's light beer. It's light.
I don't drink beer. I don't know. All
Locale.
I know is Ray and Morgan are functioning, and Ledgebox over here just yelling. Arr! Are you and your husband still fighting, or is that over?
Oh, it's over. That was like a tired, hungry.
Oh, hungry's the worst. If you're tired and hungry, both.
He was tired, hungry, and needed to leave, and we just were having a moment. It was a busy day, and
it wasn't like a real fight.
No, it was circumstantial. Like, had you eliminated?
Sounds like it was your fault, is what I'm hearing.
No, he was the one that was tired and hungry and cranky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew in my mind, and I almost want to say this. I'm like, if I just fed you right now, or like we went somewhere and you got food, like this would not be an issue.
What was the issue?
And even when I say that, well, okay. this is not an issue because he doesn't care if like. I mean, I had a busy day, and I had done some laundry, and I put two loads of laundry, like, on the bed, like, not folded. And then he got home from a long day, wanted to take one of his quick power naps, and then he lay down to do it. But then I had the yard people come because I didn't know if he was going to have time to do the yard. Well, he loves to do the yard. So he lays down to take a nap, and the next thing you hear is, so then he can't take a nap because the yard people are there that he hates having anyways. Because he likes to do the yard. So it was the whole thing. It started with that. See how it's circumstantial? It's
no,
like not a thing.
I'd be irritated too. If I liked to do the yard and you hired yard people,
but
and I was trying
help
to
help him, we got to go out of town. We're going to a graduation this weekend.
Did you run it by him?
No, I thought it'd be a thoughtful thing of like me trying to help you. But then it turns into, and then you did the laundry and it's all over the bed. You haven't even folded it. And I'd help you fold it, but I'm tired and I got to go run these errands and my truck is out of gas.
It's because you've been driving the truck.
Yes.
Amy.
So okay, fine. It's my fault.
Yes, it's your fault.
I was taking care of stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like. I kept thinking at that moment, and I was like, do you realize we're about to add two kids into this mix? If you think life is crazy right now, just wait for it.
Just make sure he's got food. He'll be all right.
It's good logic, though, Amy. Remember that. It'll get worse.
No, I mean, like, let's get it together right now so that we can take a deep breath when the kids are here.
Here's the
and
thing.
Things like, just go to the gas station. It's not that big of a deal.
It's never going to be together. Ever, regardless of what the scenario is in life, you're never going to have it together.
It's true.
You're never going to be a step ahead of where you need to be.
Yeah, but I mean, if I didn't even have time to fold two loads of laundry, and I love folding laundry. That's my thing.
You would have found time.
Like, that's my jam, folding laundry. I like it.
Really?
We do what we have to do.
Yeah.
If you had to fold laundry, you'd have given something else up. You'd trim some time. Is your husband like me with time? Is everything on time?
Yes. Yeah. Yesterday, he picked someone that's working on his truck based on time.
What do you mean?
Well, he's getting something done on his truck, and he had two calls yesterday basically giving the estimates. And he sat there waiting for his phone to ring. I mean, they were at two different times, but he was like, well, the other guy that called, he was like a minute and a half late or whatever. He goes, this guy, I'm telling you right now, I don't even know what his price is, but if he calls on time, probably going to hire him. And boom, what do you know? The phone rings right on the dot.
Love it.
And what do you know? That guy was actually more expensive. But guess who we're going with? The guy that called on time. And see, like me, I'm like, no, we're going to go with who's cheaper.
Let me tell you why, though. That guy called on time. His standards.
But the other guy was just a minute and a half late.
He'll do a better job on the show up on time to work. To do the job. He'll do the job a better way. Looking at you, Eddie. I know you're looking at me. He's going to light one all the time. I'm going to tell you, I love the loyalty. I'm the same way. Listen, I'm not as manly as your husband, so I'm going to switch the story up a bit.
Okay.
I had a stylist come over to the house, right? Because I have to wear clothes for all this stuff. And so I have to buy clothes. I don't know what I'm supposed to wear. And so they're like, well, you have to wear these suits, you know, work. And so comes over and I had a budget because I'm like, I'm not spending a ton of money on this stuff.
Right.
And so they bring these clothes over and I hate trying on clothes. Ugh. And so
hard.
I hate it. I just hate it.
I'm just kidding.
It's the one part of the job I don't like.
Uh-huh.
In the morning part. And well.
Keep going.
So she went over her budget and clothes, but she still could have charged. She was like, now I went over the budget. I'm not charging for my personal services because I went over the budget that you gave me. And I was like, you know what? Because you did that, I'm going to pay you and I'm going to hire you again.
Wow.
Because that's character right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I get it.
Be on time and I'm loyal to you if you're loyal to me.
Cool. Well, just know if you're a minute and a half late calling me and you're cheaper, I'll probably still hire you.
No.
A minute and a half?
I want to hire the guy. I don't even truck work.
I'm with you, Amy.
I mean, he's cheaper. We're saving money.
You know what? He's cheaper and he's late. You know what that means? Not quality.
Or someone tied him up like a minute and a half.
Or he has kids.
And those kids are going to keep him from doing a good job. He'll probably be late to
the
work.
Get rid of
the
kids.
I like that husband of yours.
Yeah.
Feed him. That's what I say.
Well, I was getting ready for work.
I like everything circumstantial when it's Amy's fault.
Oh, yeah.
Because the whole thing was Amy's fault.
No, it was not.
Truck's out of gas.
No, it's not my fault.
There's laundry on the bed.
I had to get ready for work.
He likes to mow the yard.
Yeah. I had made sweet potatoes.
Circumstantial.
Yep. You didn't want them.
Yeah.
And you need to keep him fed, Amy.
Listen, I'm not
saying you keep him fed. I know. No.
That was me.
Yeah, and my husband wasn't saying for me to feed him. He just had to go run errands. Now, but to run the errands, he had to get gas, which was delaying him eating. And he didn't get a nap.
Can I wear this today for a photo shoot, this shirt? Or do I look stupid?
What's the photo shoot for?
The front of like a Scholastic magazine.
What other options
Scholastic.
Do you have?
I brought some other shirts, but like, again,
I can tell you there's a white one in there. I think I saw.
I brought like three shirts.
Did you bring that white one?
Yeah.
I think you should wear that.
This one's like baggy and fun, though.
Baggy and fun.
Like,
those go together well.
It is. It's cute. I like it.
It's like a hoodie that's kind of a baggy.
For a photo shoot.
But if they want to be Scholastic, like a Mr., you know, sitting.
So is that like your, is it for college or high school?
Yeah, but what are you doing it for? Like,
Hey, Morgan, it's high school, right? It goes to high schools in Arkansas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, then
Arkansas
that hoodie's.
Arkansas okay. Next is what it is.
Relatable.
Yeah, I'm just one of the kids.
Yeah, totally.
And I hold a fidget spinner.
Dude, you got your Yeezys on?
I do.
Okay,
oh,
you're
perfect.
Good.
You're in the bag.
Dang, right?
Do you look like you're in high school right now?
Remember the episode of Friends where Joey tries to look like 19 and he puts on the Knicks jersey?
Yeah.
No,
you don't. Amy doesn't either. Amy's lying too. I can tell when Amy's lying.
Why did you say yeah?
Yeah, Amy's lying.
Yeah.
Amy's the worst liar.
I am.
Yeah.
But yeah, go just ahead. Just tell the story.
Just say no.
Okay.
He tries to look like he's 19 for this role he's going to go for. And so he's wearing like a Knicks jersey and shorts. He's like, hey, man, you guys are going to be good? Cool.
That's not what you're going to do now. Yo.
I don't think I'm trying to be a high school
did
kid.
Did you study for that test?
Like, nah. Hey, man, Algebra 2 is really basic, you know?
That was your high school talk?
No, that's now.
Okay.
Yeah. Algebra 2 is so basic, man. I don't want any of that.
Basic.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Let me give you another story or two real quick. A man went on a date with a woman. After they matched on Tinder, they hooked up. He said, hey, you got to go because I got to work in the morning. She said, hey, can I stay for dinner? And she passed out. And she didn't leave the house for 2 days. Then she left his watch and she stole his mail. She took his watch too.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She just kind of, what do they call it whenever you just move into a place? Squat? She squatted?
Yeah, no bueno.
Just squatted in the house. That Tinder, man, it gets you, huh?
So I hear.
I never met anyone off Tinder. It's been 2 years I've been on. I don't think I've ever met any. I got on it. But I don't think you've ever matched me.
I don't know. You have to like, do you have to swipe or they have?
Both. You have to both swipe. Okay. Bumble, I've never been on Bumble because that's happened since I had a girlfriend.
But Bumble, the girl swipe.
Bumble is the girl picking.
So when I went to visit the kids last weekend in Haiti, I had two girlfriends with me that are on Bumble and we checked the geographical location of Bumble matches in Haiti. five people showed up.
On Bumble?
Yeah, three were Haitians and two were Americans living in Haiti doing work down there.
And they just hook up.
That's what I said. I said, Bumble them. Like, let's go meet up.
I don't think that's how it works, but...
There was one Haitian. He was definitely old. I'm talking like...
Whoa, hater?
No.
Ageist?
No, yeah. Not ageist. It was just funny because he put that he was 36. And I was like, there's no way. No way. He's lying. We should meet him just to see and be like, bonjour, you're old.
Dang.
Wow.
Hater bust in the him. House.
Well, it was an inside thing with us. It was funny.
I bet. I love it. I love other people's inside jokes.
Me too. Yeah. It's so not
my
funny.
My favorite thing is to hear about other people's inside jokes. I have a whole list of my favorite things. Hold on. I have a list. Let me list them off.
Okay, fine.
Number three. Drum roll, please. Hearing about people's dreams.
Okay.
Number two,
hearing about people's steps.
And number one, hearing about people's inside jokes.
Got it.
Thank you. We'll see you next week on another episode of Things I Care Nothing About. Thank you.
Well, at least you find it interesting that people are bumbling in Haiti?
I don't even care about that. Oh. I got an eHarmony and I paid for it. And did the whole thing. It's like 20 pages, right? And they're like, well, find you the love of your life. You'll find 10 people. They told me to get my money back. They found zero matches for me. Not even a joke. eHarmony, right? Yeah, eHarmony.
Yeah, it was eHarmony.
What was the one Amy signed you up for that...
It's just lunch.
And they would stop calling me. And then they wanted
for
years.
And then they wanted $2,000.
Like 10 years later. It was so expensive. I was like, wait, that's not just lunch. Lunch is like $20, maybe.
Amy calls and goes, I got a friend, he's single. He wanted to sign him up for this program. They set you up with people. Like, find people.
You go to lunch.
And then they call me. They're like, hey, we're calling from a program. One of your friends, Amy, set you up for an introductory service. It'll be $2,000. I was like, no, it won't be.
My bad.
Like, where are we eating? Like, what, $2,000?
Yeah, well, they're more of like a personal, like, matchmaking service. Like, it's really one-on-one, like, online. But anyway, that was a long time ago.
It was. But
we moved on.
They called for a solid year. And finally, I was like, I'm good now.
Now we're all about Match. Match.com.
Yeah. A lot of people. Man, people.
Are you single and not dating on Match?
Then you're, what is it?
Because if you're single and you're not dating on Match, then you are really missing out.
Man. Makes me want to be single when you do that commercial.
Really?
Do it.
Oh, no. No.
Why not?
No. You found your match.
For now.
Let's go. Appreciate everybody being here. Hope you have a great weekend. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Next week's going to be star-studded because it's CMA Music Fest in Nashville, and the CMT Awards are next week, so all the artists will be doing a bunch of backstage stuff all week long. So a bunch of big artists. Amy, weekend plans?
I'm going to Houston. My husband's nephew is graduating, so we're going to that.
You don't sound very pleased, though.
Oh,
like,
no.
Right? Yeah. Wow. It's like forceful or something.
Oh, no. We're going. I'm excited.
Again, the tone. The tone isn't quite there.
Okay, fine. I'm excited to see my nephew graduate, and I love to see family, but I do not like Houston, but I get in trouble for saying that on air. Houston doesn't give me the warm fuzzies.
I've never said you shouldn't say that.
Well, one time I did when I was having to be in Houston with my mom, and I said I didn't like Houston, and we got tons of messages from people that listen.
Oh, you got
Houston
listener in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, that happened. I think why you don't like Houston is because your mom was in the hospital there with cancer for a long time.
Yep. I spent a lot of time at MD Anderson, and last time I flew in there, or any time I've really flown in there, is for that, and it just does not give me the warm fuzzies. So that is why. If he could just move his graduation somewhere else, I'd be like, going to graduation.
I'm trying to go to hockey tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go Preds. That's
well, awesome. Someone said, do you want tickets? And I said, yes. And they said, well, we probably don't have them.
Oh.
So I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. So I might try to go watch. I don't know. We'll see. Thank you all for being here. Lunchbox?
I got a wedding, and I'll watch hockey tomorrow night.
You can go?
No.
No.
I don't have connections like that.
I don't either, apparently. No. All right. Thank you, guys. See you on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Bobby Bones Show.